Look at your tub, and you see the two handles and the and
it looks
the
like
nozzle.
A face.
It looks like
yeah.
a face,
right? Yeah. And the toast.
I think we do this with animals quite a bit.
I think you're right.
Where we see human tendencies and things in them where they do not have. They do not have.
They're animals. Yes.
Taking a break. Coming back with more fun on the morning show here at WFH. Oh, you take it, Beth.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas is set to end at the end of the day. U.S. officials are hopeful more Americans will be released before it does. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has our top story.
We're going to keep working at this hour by hour.
But the National Security Council's John Kirby says little is known about the fate of the remaining American hostages.
We don't have a whole lot of information about them, where they are, what condition they might be in, or what exactly the schedule would be for their release.
Israel and Hamas are preparing for a fourth exchange of hostages and prisoners. Of the more than 200 hostages captured by Hamas on October 7th, 62 have now been free.
Among them, a four-year-old American girl whose parents were killed on October 7th. A suspect is expected to be arraigned at court in Burlington, Vermont today in a shooting that wounded three Palestinian college students. One of them is Rich Price's nephew.
They went to school together in Ramallah. They're best friends from growing up, and it's just unfathomable that a happy few days would end that way.
Police are investigating the incident as a possible hate crime. 3 weeks after it began, the Portland, Oregon teachers' strike is over. Jackie Dixon with the local Teachers Association.
We know this has been hard, but this contract will change the direction of PPS for years to come.
The tentative deal includes 6.25% pay raises the first year, 4.5% the second, and 3% in the third. It also addresses class size and planning time. Lots of people will be shopping online today. CBS's Matt Piper.
More than 71 million Americans are expected to shop today's Cyber Monday sales, according to the National Retail Federation, with consumers expected to spend more than $270 billion in online and other non-store purchases this holiday season. Cyber Monday is the second most popular shopping day behind Black Friday of the Thanksgiving holiday.
The Biden administration has a new plan to avoid repeats of all of those supply chain shortages during the pandemic. CBS's Bo Erickson.
The White House is forming a new council where members of the president's cabinet hope to broaden domestic investment into essential medicines and identify shipping and transport bottleneck issues for a range of products from food ingredients to key technology components.
We are just learning an iconic R&B singer has died.
The big stuff.
Jean Knight's 1971 tune topped the charts for 5 weeks. Her family says she died of natural causes at her home in New Orleans. She was 80 years old. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The push to close the Green Bay State Prison is intensifying. Alloway Village President Jim Rafter says the aging prison is not just a danger to people inside the lockup, it's dangerous to people who live around it.
GBCI, as I've been told, is a powder keg waiting to blow. You've had people on lockdown since June, and any modifications that have been just announced don't stop that.
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. Republican state lawmakers are pursuing several amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden tells the State Journal that constitutional amendments are the surest way for Republicans to get around a veto from the Democratic governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The McMillan Memorial Fine Arts Center will host Wade Fernandez in concert this Thursday. A multi-award-winning international touring artist and educator from the Menominee Nation, Wade Fernandez, or Walks with the Black Wolf, began his solo music career joining Jackson Browne and the Indigo Girls on stage. He plays guitar and Native American flute as well as singing. Wade Fernandez's music and message are firmly grounded in his Menominee Reservation roots and love for the land, animals, and people. He'll entertain in the Fine Arts Center on Thursday, November 30th at 7 p.m. Wood County Parks and Forestry is holding a holiday gift certificate sale. The holiday special will run today through December 1st. These gift certificates can be used towards camping at any of the three Wood County parks with no expiration dates. The sale is not available online. You'll need to call or stop in the office. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 21 this afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight, cloudy tomorrow, 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We are going to have some fun this hour. We got good things lined up for you. We're going to get some entertainment news, got some local good stories of the day, and then a right story for you as well. It's a Monday. It's a 9 o'clock hour. You know how we like to kick things off around here. Nope. Hit the wrong one, didn't I? Yeah. There we go.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen's Open here on WFHR. Today, we're going to talk about bread boxes.
Don't you mean a bread bin?
Or perhaps a bread crock?
Now that's a crock.
But is it bigger than a bread box?
You know, it's a good thing you're both dads. Even though I wrote this, only you could get away with jokes that bad.
That was pretty bad, yeah.
So perhaps we should start with our sponsor. It seems like a good place.
Absolutely. The Southwood County YMCA is our current sponsor for this segment.
Make sure to register for their next Nutrition 101 class. It's on December 18th at 5:30. You'll learn about low-sodium eating with registered dietitian Tiana Hamm.
The Lunch and Learn classes are the best. You not only learn how to make a meal, you then get to eat it. There's one this week, Wednesday at 11:15, where you'll get to make and eat turkey grain bowls. That's November 29th. The December class is on the 20th, where you'll learn to make hearty beef and kale chili with cornbread.
And be sure to sign your kids up for Kids in the Kitchen on December 9th. They'll learn to make mini chicken pot pies in the class on Saturday morning at 10:15.
That's also the day you can have breakfast with the Grinch. Woo! Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch are serving a pancake breakfast from 8 to 11. There will be activities and pictures. You'll need to register by December 2nd as space is limited. That's this Saturday. Get on there and do it.
Call the YMCA to register for any of these classes at 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622. Or you can visit swcymca.org to see all their nutrition and fitness programs available to you.
Now, bread boxes were one of the most common kitchen necessities in the 1700s and 1800s, and even well into the 20th century. They were a requirement if you wanted your bread to last more than a day or two before bakers started using chemical preservatives.
In England, they were called bread bins. Originally, they were made out of wood and ceramic.
Metal was another material used to make bread boxes later on, and all of them served a common purpose. They kept the bread at a perfect temperature, allowed airflow to reduce condensation, and prevent mold from growing.
They also protected the bread from mice and other pests, including ants and flies. Now, I honestly couldn't find a whole lot of recorded history about bread boxes, but there is one at the Smithsonian Museum that they used to deliver bread by wagon or train.
Ooh, it was constructed of wood with rope handles and could be carried by one person. It was made sometime between 1890 and 1900.
It was used by Meinberg's Bakery of Washington, D.C. to deliver loaves of bread to the establishments in the city and outlying counties. The box is numbered so agents could track the shipments.
Now, this was obviously a bigger bread box than the one that used to sit on Grandma's counter. It measures 20 inches by 27 and a quarter by 21 inches. So by my estimates, it could probably fit about 20 loaves of bread in that box.
That's bigger than a bread box.
Did you know that phrase didn't come into common use until the early 1950s? Hmm. Steve Allen, the architect of all talk show hosts, really, the game show host on What's My Line, first asked that question in 1953. And for those who aren't familiar with the game, a panel of four contestants would ask questions to figure out the guest's occupation. Steve Allen used the question, "Is it bigger than a bread box?" to help contestants when trying to figure out occupations of guests who dealt in products.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. So that phrase is obviously talking about the usual size of bread boxes in people's homes, ones that could hold one or two loaves. But it must have also been common to have larger bread boxes outside of establishments in cities. I tried to delve into some research on this, but all I found was a couple of short clips. I found a tiny clip from the Franklin Reporter, dated the 23rd of July, 1914, that was titled "Anti-Noise Crusade in St. Louis." It said, "Noiseless bread box lids, rubber-tired wagons, prohibition of the automobile cutout nuisance, and the sending of flat-wheeled street carts to the scrap heap are some of the provisions of an anti-noise ordinance being prepared by the city attorney."
I love that. I love those provisions. That is so cool.
It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Oh my gosh.
To see these old laws or to see these things that used to be an issue and like just how funny it is. And one of the other things that makes me do is what in 40, 50 years they'll be doing about us.
That's true.
Stuff, you know, and that kind of thing.
Noiseless bread box
lids. Reading through comments on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. There's a lot of angry people in 2020.
Yeah.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's noisy bread. I can't handle it. I love bread. I love bread. I don't want my bread making a lot of noise though.
So you don't like toast?
Especially not at 5 in the morning when it's delivered to you.
It's clang clang.
Noisy bread when you're putting it in the toaster. That's okay. Never.
Oh man, this bread is so noisy.
Nope. Stop talking back to me. There was another article that I found on secondglancehistory.com that was reprinted from the Daybook dated December 11th, 1913, titled "A Slap at Lovers."
Whoa.
It said, "Because bread boxes in front of bakeries and grocery stores had become popular resting spots for spooners," The South Chicago City Council today approved an ordinance compelling grocers and bakers to place all bread boxes on tall stilts.
Oh, that is late night. What? I'm telling you.
Bow, chicken, chicken.
Wow, spooning in public, man.
As the
In 1913.
As the noted Chicagoan on this radio station and everything, I can attest to this. there are still to this day you cannot put bread out and not have it on a still. You have not.
Some things never change, you know.
That's. I love the image.
I just thought it was funny.
That's
hilarious.
Good, yeah.
I did not know that. I'd never heard that before. That is awesome. It's so interesting.
So why don't we commonly use bread boxes anymore? Well, mostly because bread made commercially has preservatives now that keep it from molding, and most bread sold in grocery stores is in plastic bags. Not only that, but it's usually sliced.
Sliced bread doesn't stay as fresh in a bread box as a full loaf with just the crust exposed to the air.
Did you know in the late 1700s, bakers were accused of adding ingredients to their bread to keep it white? Things like alum lime, chalk, powdered bones.
Ugh.
In England, Parliament banned alum and other additives.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Bread was such an important commodity, it was often a matter for the law. I found this account on smartbreadmaker.com. Quote, "In the 18th century, there were strict rules and regulations regarding baking. If a baker was found to have overstated the weight of his loaves, he was punished by being strapped to a waterproof chair and dunked in a lake or well."
Jeez.
Like the waterproof chair part.
I love that. I had to be a waterproof chair. We don't want anything to happen to the chair. Who cares about the person in the chair? But man, we got to keep that chair healthy. We got to.
No lying about the weight of your loaves, man. Yeah. No doing that.
I love the idea of a line of people being ready to dunk. Are you a witch or did you lie about
your bread weight?
Your bread.
Which baker? Okay.
Oh, gosh. Chemical additives to bread in today's grocery stores have been under scrutiny in the U.S. as we learn more about the risks to human health from these chemical ingredients. Sadly, the repercussions aren't as strict as they were in the 18th century.
In an article on TheGuardian.com, Lisa Leffers, a senior scientist at the Consumer Advocacy Group Center for Science in the Public Interest, states, The system for ensuring that ingredients added to food are safe is broken. Mm. Lefferts specializes in food additives. She said that once a substance was in the food supply, the FDA rarely take further action, even when there was evidence that it isn't safe.
Mm.
And this is a whole rabbit hole I really didn't want to go too far down. Now, I think at this point, all of us are very well aware that highly processed foods and foods with a lot of added chemical ingredients aren't good for us. Mm. So suffice it to say, briefly reading some of these articles I found about food additives kind of makes me want to go back to get into baking bread at home.
Not a bad idea. Yeah. Of course, then you'll need to get a bread box.
True. And I think I'd go for a wooden one. I like the aesthetic of the wood, but they do take up space on the countertop, so I would need to actually use it.
Hey, there's the rub.
Ooh, Shakespeare.
Oh, hush. Perhaps I'll invest in a bread machine. Then I'll have no excuse.
And I will expect a delivery every Tuesday. Don't just slam the bread box lid, please. I like to sleep past 5 a.m.
Oh, you're cute. Well, let's keep this segment bread box sized and end things here.
Ah, nicely done. Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Kitchen's Open.
We want to thank the Southwood County YMCA, our current sponsor, for supporting the segment. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Ashley by calling 715-424-1300. That's 715-424-1300.
You can call the YMCA to find out information about their classes, memberships, nutrition programs, personal training, or anything else that they have going on. That number is 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622. Or visit their website, swcymca.org.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah.
Very good.
Another great one. Another great one.
You do rise to the occasion, Melissa. I had to throw that one in there. Yeah.
That was so bad, Seth.
We understand that you're good at other things. You have other interests, Melissa. We don't want to box you in like that.
No, not at all.
And,
Jeepers. she gets crusty every now and then, other than that.
Toast.
Man, guys.
Sorry.
You open the door. You open the door. Now, nothing but dad jokes. Rest of the day.
Yep. And now I'm going to slam the lid.
Yeah, but these things are spreading thin now, okay? We're taking a break.
I'm going to go make toast.
Good idea.
Be back with more fun on The Morning Show.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 21 this afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight, cloudy tomorrow, 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thanks for kicking your week off with us. Let's go ahead and dive into a little bit of entertainment news. Not a ton of stuff here for you today, but I did want to get to a couple of things.
All right.
Now that Hollywood is back to working again, it's time to get excited about some new stuff that could get into the pipeline. Or not.
Okay.
We'll see.
Or not.
Or not.
Bradley Cooper did an interview recently, and in it had a couple of interesting things come out of it. But one of the things he said, he would probably do a Hangover 4 in an instant because he loves Todd Phillips, Zach Galifianakis, Ed Helms. But it's a long shot. He says, he admits, I don't think Todd is ever going to do that. But there is talk of it. And if there is money to be made, then you can almost guarantee there will be a Hangover 4.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. We're not sure. John Hamm wants to go into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. John Hamm said, quote, I would love to. I've been a fan of Marvel comics and comics in general since I was probably in single digits. I think there are tons of stories that I'm familiar with that are still out there to be told. I like how open actors are nowadays about these things.
Yeah.
It used to be, you know, back in the day, it was unclassy to say this stuff and everything. And now it's just kind of, hey, I'm just being honest. You know, they want they want people to be honest in interviews. Here he's being honest.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with what Bradley Cooper was saying. I think that's interesting. I feel a little bit for Mr. Hamm. He's kind of getting into the game maybe a little late when it comes to Marvel.
Well, you never know. Maybe that new blood infusion, you never know. You know, something might happen.
Well, Marvel is in a downslide right now.
Right now.
And they have been for a little bit. And I think this is more about the market correcting itself than it is them actually putting bad work out there.
I think that's a lot to do with it.
The comic books was always a niche thing. And comic book movies were always a niche thing. It's only the outlier is the last 10, 15 years.
Right.
When they're just one right after another.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's four at a time.
Right. I think the market is kind of correcting itself where these aren't going away no more than Star Wars movies
or anything like that.
But I think it's correcting itself like, okay, like, how much is too much? How little is too little?
Yeah, let's rein it in a little bit.
Yeah, and figuring that out. The reason that Marvel was so much more successful than DC was one, patience, letting these characters develop and build, something they got away from a little bit there.
They did.
And the casting choices. To Seth's point, you bring in some new blood like a John Hamm or somebody like that, it definitely is going to change things up. It's gotten lost in the shuffle, but Marvel was already hitting a downslide. And then they had Doctor Strange come out. And they saw Benedict Cumberbatch. Nobody questions his acting prowess.
Oh, not at all.
So while you could maybe, you know, Robert Downey Jr. or some of these other actors are respected, nobody is looking at them as thespians. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you had a thespian take this role, and now all of a sudden Ben Kingsley and some of these other actors are looking at the Marvel Universe and like, oh, wait a minute, Patrick Stewart can do this. maybe I can do this too. I think that's the major, one of the biggest things that's going to change this going forward, seeing how that develops.
Yeah, right. And I think, and not to get too far in the weeds here, but, you know, trying to do like what you said, what brought people in the first place, you know, good stories, interesting casting, and let's not go too nostalgia crazy with bringing back every single person from the old movies ever.
Yeah.
That seems to be one of the issues too. I want to get back to Bradley Cooper and that thing about the Hangover. I've never seen the Hangover movies. I'm not really interested. I like the actors that were in them.
Yeah.
I would like to see them get back together but do something different.
Yes.
Something new. Yeah. Bradley Cooper's really good at doing these really interesting new type things, taking some chances, and he succeeded for the most part doing these things. So I would love to see him keep going on that thing instead of going back to, you know, the Hangover. I understand it was one of his big breaks and all that, but I think it would be more fun to see him in something different.
They used to do that all the time. Hey, these two actors are good together. Audiences like them. They
Jack
have chemistry.
Lemmon, Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
How many movies do they go in together? All different kinds of movies, too.
Redford and Newman. There's a lot of examples of that they kind of got away from. I think that Hollywood would be... I got to quit saying Hollywood. The acting world would be better suited.
Yeah.
Now, only 20% of movies are actually filmed in Hollywood
anymore.
It's
still kind of a shorthand, but we know what you mean.
One of the biggest, greatest actors of all time, Denzel Washington, won't be doing a dang thing he didn't do a dang thing over Thanksgiving except stuff his face, because that's how his wife, Pauletta, wants it.
Okay.
He says, quote, I don't do anything in the kitchen but eat. She kicked me out of there. She's like, you have nothing to do with this. Just go make some money and get out of my way.
You can pay for it. That's it. Yeah.
He says, quote, "I'm thankful and I have been blessed beyond measure with the greatest woman in the world, who not only is a beautiful woman and a great wife, and I love her, a great mother of our children, but she holds everything together."
Yeah.
She holds the fort down.
Denzel, smart man.
Denzel and Pauletta are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary in June.
Man, that's nice. I love to hear that. That's so cool.
And like most things in life, when it comes to Denzel Washington, I can quote him. You have to look it up. Denzel in interviews is one of the greatest interviews of all time. This man is so comfortable in his own skin and in life. I admit I am biased about this guy. He's been one of my top three favorite actors of all since I was born, basically. But I'm telling you, I don't know how, even if you don't like Denzel, you see him in the interview and you come out of it and you're kind of like, oh, he's a pretty good guy.
You know, I love the fact, and I think that's why, you know, it's like, well, wow, you know, you don't hear much about Denzel, you know, because he keeps it private. Look at, he's been married to the same woman for 40 years. He's not going to be on any paparazzi list. Yeah, he's not going out doing stuff. No.
What is the most controversial thing you have ever heard about Denzel Washington? Like anybody.
I don't know.
Anybody. Nobody's got anything. Anything. Because this man is handled.
You know,
career.
He visits too many hospitals. That man. Yes, he just, you know.
That's it.
He's just too many.
Well, apparently he just needs to stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah. And
we wrap up with Geddy Lee. Geddy Lee from Rush, of course, and arguably the greatest bass player of all time. One of the best bass players of all time. Believe it or not, Geddy Lee's highest charting single was not with Rush.
Really?
It was with Bob and Doug McKenzie on their song Take Off.
I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
In case you don't know, Doug and Bob Doug McKenzie are fictional pair of Canadian brothers from the Second City Television circa 1980. Mm-hmm. They were portrayed by the legends Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas.
Yes.
And had their own movie, Strange Brew.
Yes.
Very weird movie.
Yeah.
Very weird movie.
But God, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's got some great quoted lines in it. Yeah.
You raise a rat in the bottle and you get free beer. I used to watch that movie with my Uncle Bob and my dad, and I didn't understand 90% of the jokes, but I'd just be laughing with them because they'd be like, Take Off peaked at number 16 on the Billboard 100 singles charts in 1982, which was 5 spots higher than Rush's New World Man. Geddy doesn't resent it at all. He says he loves the song and loves this about Rush's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty funny. I think that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Geddy Lee was recently in the news for another reason. He is selling off his baseball memorabilia, which he's like one of the biggest collectors on the planet.
Yeah.
And now he's selling off his thing, which is just amazing to me. So if you're a fan of getting some baseball, that's where you're going to want to check it out because he's got a lot.
Yeah. We will take a break. We are going to get to some state news, get to Melissa's local news. When we come back, we got some odd stories to get into from Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving past.
Odd.
Five times Thanksgiving dinner made the headlines. So we're not going to get to all five, but we're going to get to a couple of those.
Oh, boy.
And plenty more coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It seems to happen every year with the first significant snowfall. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reporting just over 10 crashes from Saturday night into Sunday morning. People were injured in 2 of those crashes. State troopers are reminding drivers to slow down, turn on their headlights, and allow plenty of time. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Schulten speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This Saturday, you can have your antiques appraised at the McMillan Library. Mark Moran will be at the Fine Arts Center on Saturday, December 2nd from 10 to 1. Moran specializes in vintage folk art, Americana, and fine art. He's authored or co-authored more than 25 books and bought and sold antiques for more than 30 years. He's also appeared as a guest expert on the PBS program Antiques Roadshow for 9 seasons. There are a number of items he will not appraise on Saturday, including weapons, fine jewelry, or Beanie Babies. You can see the full list on the library website. Mark Moran will be at the library on Saturday from 10 to 1. Winter Park Aquatic Center season passes go on sale starting today. The early bird special begins Monday, November 27th and runs through January 31st. You can purchase or renew season passes online, in the office, or by phone. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
There is a health secret, and with its far-reaching benefits for you and your family, Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids wants you to learn more about it. Save the date and join Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, on Tuesday, November 28th at 5:15 p.m. Find out how a special plant from India holds the secret support you need for your pain, immunity, heart health, your mental health, and so much more. Family Natural Foods is a long-time family-owned company and is passionate about helping you with your health. Coming in December, learn more about essential oils and how these small drops of oil pack so much healing power. Stay tuned for the date and time. Family Natural Foods invites you to learn about India's health secret in a plant and how it can help you and your family on Tuesday, November 28th at 5:15 p.m. Family Natural Foods, located at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 21 this afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight, cloudy tomorrow, 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 13.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Little Jane's Addiction to play us in. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Love to hear how your Thanksgiving was. Did you have a good one? Did you have fun? Anything fun? Anything weird happen? Bring it to us. That's our wheelhouse. Weird is our wheelhouse. We'd love to hear it. As an example of that, I have here from UPI.com a couple of times Thanksgiving foods never quite made it to the plate. and some weird oddities about Thanksgiving.
All right,
some things that happened. Like aggressive turkey causes chaos in Minnesota neighborhood.
Aggressive turkey.
Residents of Coon Rapids, Minnesota mobile home park complained earlier this year when they were terrorized by an unwelcome neighbor, a wild turkey. Neighbors said a flock of turkeys spent time in the area in November 2021, but one of the birds stayed behind when its cohorts moved on and has been since attacking cars, damaging property, and chasing children.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine looking out your window, you're drinking your morning coffee, and you see a little kid just like go panicking, running. And then like 2 seconds later, you see a wild turkey just
coming after
him,
man.
Like,
huh.
Well, and it's not a small turkey either. It's giant.
Yeah.
It's
that's a big bird.
Throwing its weight around, man.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources told residents the best thing they can do is to encourage the turkey to leave is to keep trash and other potential food sources secured.
Don't leave anything out for the bird.
Mm, but if you watch the video, there's this woman who's trying to get it to go away by squirting a spray bottle of water at it. And going, help me! Help me! Somebody help me!
Yeah. It's so good.
It's crazy turkey, man.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a wild turkey. It's not just a wild turkey.
Nice.
It's wild.
Wild.
Inert World War II grenade found among potatoes at factory.
Oh, whoa. Oh, no.
Workers at a factory in the suburbs of Auckland, New Zealand, spotted something on their potato convoyor belt that definitely would have ruined Thanksgiving's, mashing of the
right,
potatoes.
Right, no kidding. Jeez.
Night shift employees at Mr. Chip's factory said 28 tons of recently delivered russet potatoes were on the conveyor belt when a worker spotted what initially appeared to be a partially mud-covered spud. The New Zealand Defense Force's explosive ordnance disposal team ended up getting involved when workers discovered the object was a grenade dating back to World War II.
Wow.
The device was found to be non-explosive grenade, likely used for training purposes.
Wow, and it got buried. That's
That'd
amazing.
Be some excitement, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
Conveyor belt.
Hot potato.
You take it.
Don't touch that potato.
You take it. 500 pounds of cooked pasta found by New Jersey River Basin. I remember us touching on this.
This is your Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
James.
Now, I had to read this story beforehand because that when I saw the headline, 500 pounds of uncooked pasta just left. Gets me a little emotional. All that pasta,
all
man.
That pasta.
All that pasta just unused. How dare you? No
monsters.
The monsters. You evil. But 500 pounds of cooked pasta next to New Jersey's River Basin might be excessive for even the most, even for me. And it's all spread out. It's not like it's in one little spot or something
that.
It's all over
it's
the place.
It's spread along the road.
Oh, no.
I do. The writing here is pretty good, though. The derelict Durham semolina was hauled away.
Oh, good.
That's such a good line. That's a good line. Yeah. That ain't right.
That ain't right story.
Georgia man's 186-pound sweet potato harvest. It might be a world record.
Ooh.
Plenty of Thanksgiving dinners enjoyers might have David Anderson of Washington County, Georgia, to thank for their feast after he harvested 186 pounds of sweet potatoes from a single plant.
Whoa. Really? Wow.
I didn't know that was possible, to be honest with you.
Oh, man.
Anderson said weather conditions were ideal this year for a bountiful crop of potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Wow.
The single root system yielded 186 pounds of sweet potatoes, breaking the record of 81 pounds and 9 ounces set by Manuel Perez of Spain in 2004.
Jeez, that destroyed that record.
By 100 pounds.
No kidding. Wow.
I like the idea of breaking a record so that nobody else could break it. Like,
literally, will not happen, right?
And finally, truck rolls over, covers Ontario Highway in celery.
Oh, my.
Nobody was skipping their veggies. Nobody's skipping their veggies on this day.
I can see it playing out. Hey, did you hear? There was a truck that fell, that tipped over on the road, and its contents spilled over. Really? What was it? Celery? Oh.
Yeah. It's like,
okay.
Like, even people that like celery can't get excited about it. Like, have you ever saw some, celery?
Celery.
I like celery. I don't mind it. But yeah, but I don't ever remember getting excited about celery, though. I like
that. I was excited to see it on the veggie tray that Jeff's brother's mother in law brought.
There you go. Nice.
It is possible. Possible. I love the idea of that, though. You calling up your friend. Got to get over to Highway 53. Why? There's a bunch of celery just laying there, man. It's all for free.
Just pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pass. Yeah,
thanks. Yeah. It's like, that's all right, man. It's
okay. Celery.
Well, and if you look at the pictures, it's not like the stalks of celery that you buy, like the whole head.
No, it doesn't.
They're like individual little branches of celery.
Just laying
all over the road.
It does seem like, as far as we've done a lot of these stories of stuff getting spilled on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like one of the easier ones to pick up. At the very least, you know. I mean, not easy by any means, but easier.
Than
most. It's not. It's not liquid.
Yeah. That was fun. That was interesting.
That was good. Yeah.
We're looking for more Thanksgiving stories, everybody. Feel free to share them with us, 424-2600, 424-2600. I do this thing where I look over all of our news. As soon as I get up in the morning, I go to, WPR and our news sources and a number of other different places. Really, all your major newspapers throughout the world, the New York and Washington Post and a lot of those. And one of the last places I go to is the AP News. Mm-hmm. I trust the AP News. I've always enjoyed the reporting. I came across this, so I did not. I purposely am doing this one because I did not get a chance to really dive into the article. So I am on the same page as Seth and Melissa are with this. Oftentimes, I bring up stuff that I know about before you guys do,
right.
And we get your first impressions on it, but it's not my first impression. We're getting our first impressions on this one.
Okay.
Especially in an age of deep fakes and post-truths and artificial intelligence and Elon Musk acting a fool. We've got all these things going on. So what would Merriam-Webster word of 2023 be? Well, it had to be authentic.
Oh, nice.
Authentic cuisine, authentic voice, authentic self, authenticity as artifice. Lookups for the word are routinely heavy on the dictionary company's site, but were boosted to new heights throughout this past year, editor Peter Solowski told the Associated Press. Quote, we see in 2023 a kind of crisis of authenticity, he said. What we realize is that when we question authenticity, we value it even more.
Interesting. Okay. Wow, that's cool.
So I thought that's pretty interesting.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah.
That we value it even more.
Mm. Yeah. I think, James, you mentioned over on the morning on the Sunrise show something about, Dolly Parton performing at the halftime of the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, and and the fact that it wasn't live, she was lip syncing to a recording, and there wasn't a lot of pushback on that. And I think I think people are starting to realize it's not because Dolly can't sing. We know that's ridiculous. We know she can sing. It's because of acoustics and because of the power that she needs.
The location.
And all that kind of stuff that goes into it. But we know it's authentic. We know that's her,
because it's her.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's one of those things where I think, especially now, people are craving that authenticity. But at the same time, if we know, it's not like she was trying to fool us, she was actually singing live. No, she wasn't like this. She's like, no, this is the way we're doing it.
If you're going to do something like that, owning it and being authentic about it is the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
The only way to do it, to be authentic.
The only people that, quote, double down are people who already know that their audience. And their audience doesn't care. Their audience doesn't care. They could say anything and their audience is going to chew it and eat it up.
Exactly.
Their audience can literally tell them, I don't care about you, and they're still going to vote for that person. They're still going to care about that person.
Right.
As far as like certain people, certain parts of society, just never authentic or not. That word has a lot of different meaning to them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's part of the reason why it's so important going forward.
Yes.
People choosing these words.
Yeah, they're really craving it these days.
I also...
And I find it interesting that you said that you appreciate it more by questioning the authenticity. I think that we find ourselves doing that very often now with headlines. Because I'll see a headline and I'll read it and be like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what this article is about.
Right.
Or they're just trying to get clicks. Yep. But then when you do read the article and be like, oh, no, that was an accurate headline. And I appreciate that.
I can't think of anything I look up anymore or any news I get or look into that I don't triple check. No matter who the original source is. And I mean that like Melissa says a story. I know Melissa. I trust Melissa. I'm going to look it up. I'm gonna look into other things. Not to necessarily see was Melissa saying true. That's not so much it. It's that there's always other angles, or there might be something else, or along those lines. Or let's be honest, and Melissa has a minute to give the news. She doesn't she can't always give you all the context or all something else about it or whatever. Everything you should be doing this with. Melissa does it. That's how she does her job. That's we all do. In this day and age, going forward. so many of us grew up at a time where the news, we just, okay, I show up at 5 o'clock on Channel 7 or Channel 9 or whatever.
Get the facts.
And they're going to give me the news, and that's all I need to know. It's brought to me. That ain't the world anymore, man. You got to hunt this stuff down. You got to be a news hunter. You got to be an information hunter. You got to care. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. And we're getting to the point where we have to care with our pocketbook. Yeah. Because if we don't support local journalism, we're not going to have it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It will be gone.
I was this morning, and I'm a little guilty of this too. This morning, I was complaining to Seth. Oh, another one of these articles. It's behind a paywall.
Paywall.
And it drives you crazy. And at the same time, I mean, I understand why they do this. I think they're wrong. I don't think that the business model works. I think we've seen that by now.
Yeah, so.
People are not going to pay for written articles. They just don't. And if they do, it's usually because somebody else is paying the bill for them or something like that. That is not going to help journalism stay alive. There's a lot of other ways we can do this. And I think to the news outlets out there, to the newspaper companies out there and everything, I beg you, please stop doing this whole paywall thing. It's not working. And you're only killing your industry.
Whatever's left of your industry.
Yeah. So rounding out the company's top words of 2023, we have Rizz, R-I-Z-Z. It's slang for romantic appeal or charm. They got some real Rizz to them.
Nope.
Moving on from that one. Kibitz.
Ooh, kibitz. Old school.
There was a massive spike in lookups for a communal farm or settlement in Israel. Of course, for recent current reasons and stuff. Implode, another one that got was one of the big words.
Misused word, by the way. I mean, most people mean explode when they mean implode. But anyway.
Unless you're underwater.
Doppelganger. Doppelganger was another big one.
I believe that's doppelganger. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that.
I always like this. I just like to say that word.
Yeah, doppelganger.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. And you can find all of the others at Merriam-Webster.com. Merriam-Webster.com. Go there and find out all those other great words.
How about what is it that, what's that word that my son is using now? Yeet?
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't figured out what that is. Yeah. Hear it a lot, though.
And sus. That's sus. Another one.
Oh, that one's got to stop. That one's got to stop.
You know, the problem is, if 8-year-olds are using these words, let them have them. You don't need to take them over and use them on social media. Let the 8-year-olds have the words.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said, Melissa.
I'm going to be using yeet anytime soon. I'll tell you that much.
I still like the words we used when we were at school.
So I know.
I'm still using all of those.
Yeah. Dude, it's rad.
It's awesome.
That's gnarly.
Awesome. Yeah.
So cool, man.
It's really deaf. It's really.
Word up, man.
Okay.
I don't know. I got accused of changing Kevin's name to Ralph this week, yesterday. Oh, nice, it was accurate. Nice.
We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back with a really fresh segment, though, everybody. A really fresh segment we got coming up for you.
No Ralphing. No Ralphing going on here.
That's good.
It'll be tubular, man.
Radical. Morning show. We used that one already. Darn it. Morning show here at WFHR.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York into Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
High of 21 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies with a chance of flurries. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 6 above.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 14.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. And a shout out to our head of production, Mr. Seth Hathahair. We have Christmas bumpers.
We do.
I was going to ask when they were coming.
Yep.
You didn't even wait till December 1st.
That's okay. It's after Thanksgiving. It's fine.
You got it after Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'll let you have it. Mm-hmm.
I'm in a gray area with Christmas music.
Okay.
As soon as it's after Thanksgiving, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like starting it on December 1st.
Okay, I hear you.
I kind of like having it. I'll get into more Christmas music come December.
Okay.
But you know, we're going to touch on the bumpers here in a little bit.
And to we'll be fair, of them.
That one was a winter song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a snow. You know, it's from a Christmas movie, but it's a song about snow. So yeah,
that worked
perfect because of the snow we got this week.
Yes,
so you know,
worked
well
out.
Done. Well done, Seth.
Yes, very well done.
Note this day, I complimented
completely
you.
Random and yeah, it had nothing to do with it.
We got good stories of the day coming up for you. Local good stories of the day. We kick this segment off with a little bit of That Ain't Right, possibly to me at least. I'll let you guys decide. You can always call up 715-424-2600. Do you wait to wrap all your gifts on Christmas Eve? Well, here's a more relaxing way to do it. A mom on TikTok is going viral for planning her third annual gift wrapping getaway at a hotel. She books a room for herself and leaves her kids at home. That way, she's got no distractions and doesn't have to be sneaky with it. It also doubles as a weekend getaway just when she needs one at the most stressful time of the year.
Right.
She booked two nights last year, watched TV while she wrapped, ordered takeout, and drank a few beers. People online are embracing the idea and coming up with all kinds of tweaks. For example, you could make it more affordable by joining up with a few other parents and renting an Airbnb or something like that.
Not a bad idea.
That's an option, something to think about.
Yeah, but then you have gift envy. Dang it.
That's not a bad
point. No gift envy allowed. Got to be, you know, got to be cool about it, all right?
Let's take a
wrap
call.
Wrap only in your bedrooms.
Let's take a caller. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got a couple of things I want to discuss today.
Yeah.
First, Melissa, you got to change the name of your cat.
I didn't name him, to be fair.
Because I'm sure all the Kevins, especially someone that's on the phone right now, probably...
But hey, I won't forget your name.
And then the other one is, I guess I want to find out, I want to get, since you got some entertainment people here, and I know we're going back to entertainment. I was told over the weekend that Die Hard is more of a Christmas movie than White Christmas. And I just... It was not a good discussion.
I can only imagine. That's a good one. We will discuss that.
I've heard this argument before.
Yes.
I've heard this. It's not a new thing. Yeah.
This is, it's become, I would say in the last 5 or 6 years, this comes up around this time of year. And Die Hard usually springboards other movies that people like tie into Christmas. Or Christmas happens on that in the movie. So is it a Christmas movie and all that? To me, this comes down to, does it give you a Christmas feeling? Like, does it make you think and feel of Christmas or miss Christmas or something? Or if you're watching Die Hard in July, does it make you look forward to Christmas or something like that? Like, I watch Die Hard and I'm not even thinking about Christmas. Like, it's the last thing I'm thinking about. Like, it's just a distraction in the background. It might as well be an extra actor or something.
Mm.
But I don't, like, if somebody watches Die Hard and they get, like, a real Christmassy feeling from it or whatever, okay, I guess that's to each their own.
A little odd, maybe, but yeah.
Follow-up questions. Yes, I have follow-up questions, but I mean, teach their own, I suppose.
Well, I have to tell you guys, we're going to an ugly sweater party this coming weekend. My boyfriend got it's a t-shirt because he wants to be cool, but it's got a picture of the Nakatomi Plaza on it.
Oh, nice.
Jeez.
And it says Nakatomi Christmas Party or something like that on the bottom.
Like 1988. Yes. I've seen that. Yep. Yes. I've seen that shirt. Yes.
That's not a bad shirt. That's a pretty cool. I like that. Where do you fall on this one, sir?
Well, I mean, I don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and I know it gets played a little bit during Christmas time, you know, this time of year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, granted, I know White Christmas, I mean, I still think it's one of the greatest movies out there. I mean, people laugh at me when I say that.
No way, man. I'm with you.
My age.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I love it.
Still.
Every year we watch that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got the DVD of it.
So yeah.
It's a good one. It's a classic.
Yes, indeed.
Right along with my kids, just love it when at this time of year I'll watch White Christmas, and then the icon, and I'm sure Seth and James and maybe Melissa on this one might agree with me, is Emmett Otter Jug Band Christmas.
Yep. A billion times, yep. Oh my God, I love that reference.
Yes,
oh my gosh. Wow.
James, I hope you guys talk about that on one of your podcasts, of what the
yes.
Muppet.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming. Yeah, it definitely is. Always good talking to you, sir. You have a great day.
All right, you guys have a great one.
Appreciate it.
Bye, Kevin.
Best listeners in radio.
He's right, by the way. Your cat's now Ralph. I got to change it to Ralph because I like that better.
After yesterday, it might be that permanently. There's some spots on my carpet I still need to try.
Oh,
to
boy. Pets.
Going back to this idea of renting a hotel room to wrap up your Christmas gifts and everything. Brilliant idea. Love it. I love the idea of moms or parents getting a chance to get away, especially this time of year. What a perfect idea. I'd love to see this start a new tradition. The that ain't right to me part is that they have to do this. That they're not given the time and all that.
Yeah.
I remember my us doing this, my mother saying, okay, I got to go rap.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we just left her alone. That door was
closed.
Locked.
The door. You didn't go in.
Yep.
If there was a fire, you figured it out. You didn't just did not bug that woman when she was in there doing that. I don't know. Did we get away from that? Do kids just bug their parents constantly now? Or?
I don't know. That's a good question because I think we're all in agreement. All of our parents, except the only difference was my dad did it because my dad is a artist when it comes to wrapping presents, and I'm not kidding.
You've mentioned this. Yes,
he is an amazing present wrapper. Yeah. He can take remnants of a whole bunch and turn it into a masterpiece. I'm just telling you. But yeah, it was the same thing. He would just be like, I'm going to the bedroom, going to wrap all the gifts. And that was it.
Yeah.
And all in one shot, they'd be done. And then there you go.
You know, my opinion on the that ain't right part of this is why haven't hotels jumped on the bandwagon and
yeah, why do you what that yes. You're right, that'd be a wonderful awesome idea
weekend special for Christmas wrapping. We'll haul your gifts in for you.
Yeah, there you go.
I always thought one of the smarter, and it's been around for a long time now, so but early when I was a kid and first in my early days in Wisconsin here, I always thought one of the greatest marketing ideas was, oh, you got all these, you know, it's not just men that hunt, but traditionally mostly men out there hunting. What about the women? Hey, Widow's Weekend or this kind of stuff, like taking care of that part of the audience. Like, oh my, you know, that it just seems smart to me as a kid to do those kind of things. I think you could not agree with you more, Melissa. The hotel industry has been hurting for quite some time. Here's an idea that could help, you know, help
for this time of year. Yeah,
stuff. It's a smart idea. We got to get to some good stories of the day. We got some local ones. Looking for a way to help others, but maybe don't have time or money? Well, blood donations is a great way to help. You could be a superhero by donating blood. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is holding a blood drive today from 2 to 7 over at in room 111 of the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, blood drive opportunity today from 2 to 7 over at the former East Junior High School Music Room and at 311 Lincoln Street right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
But they want you to enter from the Lincoln Street side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Seth?
Next, the next Coffee with the Chamber is coming up on Wednesday, everybody, on the 29th from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. They'll also be not just online. They're going to be in person again at the Chamber Boardroom. Ooh. So if you want to go check it out in person or go online, either way, just contact Stacy Keevy, and then she'll be able to get you the information. This Coffee with the Chamber guest speaker is Rod Rasmussen, the principal of Lincoln High School. And he'll be talking about Service Above Self, the Wisconsin Rapids Noon Rotary, about joining them and all the great things that they do as well. So if you've been interested in anything like that, go ahead, check it out. That's coming up on Wednesday from 8:30 to 9:30, Coffee with the Chamber.
And, of course, Lights of Love. Lights of Love happening
That's
this week.
Right. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so excited about that going on tomorrow. Melissa, you're going to be headlining that for us.
I am. I will be there in person. We are going to broadcast from 4:15 to 6:15 is our plan on WFHR. And we'll have a bunch of interviews. We've got kids that are going to be singing and some, I believe, some essays read.
Yep.
So it should be a wonderful program. I have a special request into Paul to send the El Nino our way. So it's warm.
Yes.
Please, Paul. Please.
But I also bought some hand warmers. And
good
I
idea.
Tried on my
good
Carhartt idea. Pants.
Please stay warm.
The weather always does this to us for this event.
It's a beautiful community tradition. Since 2001, we celebrate our loved ones by purchasing a light in honor and memory of them. All the proceeds go to support initiatives focused on our community's top needs and really some great work that Aspirus and us do together on this one. And our community does with this.
Absolutely.
You can find out more by going to their website. Aspirus.org. Encourage you to do that and participate in Lights of Love and show up. Come on down. The best parking will be in the southwest section over by Aspirus's Hospital Lot 1. This year's tree will be in the original location between the hospital and Riverview Expressway. So when you're driving past, take a look. And not only take a look at it and its beauty, but think about all this community does for each other and how we are there for each other.
It's a great reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And to come show up at the event. Say hi to Melissa.
Yeah, it'll be a wonderful ceremony.
It kicks off tomorrow at 5:30. We'll tell people more about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great show, you two. Nicely
it was fun.
Yeah,
nicely
you too,
done. Get
James.
Back into
Welcome
the
Welcome back.
Yeah.